what Brisbane artists do you really, really respect?
Well, there's Jackie Marshall, as you're talking about just before, who that song was partly about. She's amazing. Like, lyrics, music, voice, the whole package. She's crazy, and, you know, but it's a good crazy. So and it comes across in the music, and it's just, it's, you know, every show is different. There's no continuity in who Jackie is. One day she'll hop up and she's like, you know, very serious. Next time she'll hop up, she's a laugh. You know, it sort of completely changes. So it's good.
Do you find that an interesting dynamic to live with as a person?
Well, she's moved out now, but yeah, when she was living with us, it was quite a roller coaster ride. But it never came to you know, to fist fights or anything, but no. You know, it was pretty intense at times, but fun.
It's good that artists sort of hang together, because then they can work and relate and inspire. Yeah. And obviously she did for that track, like you said.
Oh man, in more ways than one. And I mean, I'm also living with Marty Brown, who's a brilliant dude. He recorded that CD that, you know, that we were playing tracks off of, and he's an amazing songwriter in his own right. He played at the Troubadour with me last night, and blew everyone who was there away. It was amazing. Like, yeah. And also a guy called Chris Pickering, who's doing some great things. And Luke Foran, who's also another guy that I'm living with. We all live together, and we're all writing similar but very different music. So, yeah.
You could start up your own little commune.
Yeah. I think, you know, people are moving in, moving out, and more musicians move in and stuff. So, yeah, it's a great launching pad, you know. Because musicians who you're living with really understand what you experience and what you go through as an artist. So you can sort of support each other and guide each other. So it's good.
Well, you mentioned you played a gig last night at the Troubadour. Mm. And how do you handle the live experiences?
It depends. Like last night, it was a quiet night because I was first up and it hadn't really kicked off yet. And you really go with the energy of the audience. And if the audience isn't really giving you anything, then it's really hard. I find it really hard to feed off that. It really helps if it's a bit of an event, you know, if you've got like a lot of people there, there's a bit of pressure. For me, that feeds me and that makes me perform better. When there's no pressure and there's not really that much expectation, then I don't really get a kick out of it.
So you need an audience that's willing to give for you to give back.
Yeah, someone that you can tell that they're engaged with what you're talking about and that they're following what your train of thought and they're digging it, you know. If they're clearly not interested, it makes it pretty tough to sort of feel what you're talking about.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why you've got to keep playing your songs so people get more and more interested.
Exactly.
And if you don't, I don't know. You've got the EP now. You obviously need to work on more projects to keep going.
Yeah. It's about energy, like keeping the ball rolling, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what do you have in store?
Well, usually after the EP, you sort of go into this slump and you go, all right, what the hell do I do now? You know, radio's played me. Some radio stations have played me. Where do I go from here? So what I'm probably going to do is I'm hoping to go on tour with it. Want to play some festivals towards the end of the year and start of next year. After that, release an album. And then from there, hopefully go overseas. So that's the sort of long-term plan at the moment.
You'll remain a solo guy when you travel?
Yeah, for traveling, I think it's so easy because I just got my guitar, you know, and that's it. And just go along and plug in. I think I love playing with a band. I play with a band at my CD launch, and that was amazing. It was so much fun. But just the logistics of that are so much harder to coordinate, especially like my music doesn't really require a band. It's great when I have one, but it's not strictly necessary. So, yeah.
Did you have that intent in mind when you recorded the music as well, or...?
I think I always intended just to stay solo for performing, and I wanted the CD to just be this separate sort of little entity that captured that band sound, but I didn't necessarily sound like that when I played live. I think it's really boring when you go to see a gig and the band sounds exactly the same as the CD, and you're just like, right, why didn't I just stay home and put the CD on and dance around to it, you know? Like, you got to give the audience something different, so...
I would like to ask you about some of your advocacies, if you have anything that you're willing to share with the world that you think is important.
Yep. You mean put my balls out and have them smash with a meat cleaver kind of...
Well, you don't have to put your balls on the line. you can put your fingers or your face, but what's important that...
What gets me going?
Gets you riled up.
Millions of things. But for me, I think the biggest problem we face at the moment is just how destructive we are with our beautiful places that we live in, you know. There needs to be more sustainability happening. That's the big catchword always. But we just need to rethink the way that we deal with our environment. You know, we waste so much stuff that just could be recycled, or it could be, you know, never used in the first place. That goes from petrol, plastics, everything. And it's such a fine, delicate balance, and we're just way out of balance at the moment. And I'd love to see within the next, you know, the next generation coming through, really getting more in tune with that delicate balance. That'd be, that's one of my biggest causes, you know, just because there's so much beauty out there to appreciate that we're just destroying at the moment. And I'd love to see it protected. So I used to work with the Wilderness Society, which is a really, really bloody good organization. Greenpeace is doing some amazing stuff for that as well. But yeah, it's just really knowing your place in the world and how you affect it is what I really like, you know, to champion. So,
and that comes across in your music?
Not particularly in this EP, but it did in my first one. And I think in my album's going to have more of that theme. And the song that I'm going to play in a bit definitely has some of that going. So, yeah.